I've got one that can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
COVID intentionally caused epidemic.
You want these fucking droplets?
Hello, greetings and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Free Your Consciousness. I'm Doug Michael. My website, DougMichaelTruth.com. Thanks again for joining me. I really appreciate your time and attention. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, it feels like I'm preaching to the choir. Just me today, no guest speaker. I just want to cover some information that's come to light. I think it's very important to get this out. David was going to join me, but he's not feeling too well. That's fine. We'll probably do another talk later in this week. And I'm hoping to have Lenny B with me again to get into some stuff other than the COVID-1984 PSYOP scamdemic. So I'm going to continue to keep doing this. I don't know for how much longer, though. And I don't expect any alternative sites to be around for too much longer with this censorship crackdown that's been in full swing. You know, for example, platforms like BitChute, I've been noticing them having a lot of problems with their streaming. I don't expect any alternative platforms to be around for too much longer. Today is May 3rd, 2021. In this ongoing, surreal, macabre, twisted, dark cartoon that we're all experiencing. And of course, I hope you're all keeping well. And I do want to thank the few readers, listeners, and patrons for your support. I really do appreciate that. So a few things I'd like to cover today. First of all, the agenda is ramping up, as we see. I believe that the past year has been basically a test run, that this consortium has been seeing, you know, what they could get away with, how obedient people are, how willing people are to follow orders blindly and take advice from criminal sociopaths like Gates and Fauci. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Trusting Fauci or Gates with your health, it's kind of like trusting Maxwell and Epstein with your daughter. You know, I can't understand this whole externalization of even a person's very thought processes. And I said this before. I wrote it in one of my books. It might have been Simulacrum where I said, you have to wonder, yeah, I don't think I can get through one of these without the sirens blaring, but that's okay. This is what I said. I said, you have to wonder what goes on in the mind of someone who can look up to an amoral criminal sociopath and see them as an honorable and decent human being. It's some kind of weird quirk in the psychology. I'm going to come to that a little bit later. So the agenda's ramping up. It's not going away. I've been saying this for the last year. And before I get into what I want to really get into today, ladies and gentlemen, from the start of this, from the very first talk David and I did on this topic, my message has been and will remain, don't succumb to the fear. Because once you give your mind to fear, then they've won. Because when a mind is in fear, it cannot operate in a rational way. It can't think straight. And that's what they want. They want the population in fear. And as you see, that's pretty much where most people's minds are at. 14 months later, people still wearing the face diapers, still blindly obeying and following orders like little controlled sheep.
Every vote is counted
in a world of shit.
Okay, so the first thing I'd like to discuss here today is what they've termed vaccine shedding. Okay, and I've seen a number of these courageous doctors, and ladies and gentlemen, by now it's well over 100,000 worldwide. There's alliances that are made up of tens of thousands of doctors in some cases that are breaking ranks, putting their careers in jeopardy to bring the truth. Because when we look at the mainstream media and these servants of this dark consortium, it's nothing but propaganda and lies. And any alternative voice is silenced. YouTube content creators are being purged like crazy. It's not stopping. And I said it wouldn't, because there's an agenda here. So what these doctors are talking about is what they call vaccine shedding, which is basically when an vaccinated person. Actually, I'll tell you what. I'm not even going to call it a vaccine anymore. Excuse me, because it's not. By legal definition, this injection cannot be called a vaccine. It is a brand new mRNA technology, which has not ever been tested on humans before. Now, it has been tested on ferrets and cats, and in the trials, the animals that were injected were okay until the virus was reintroduced, in which case, at least in the study of the ferrets, they all died. Now, you might think that that's an unsuccessful trial, but in the eyes of these consortium dark occultists, it was totally successful. Oh, they all died? Good, start giving it to people. This is the way these psychos think. Okay, so vaccine shedding, and especially with women, what they've noticed is that, first of all, women who have been injected with this poison are starting, their menstrual cycles are changing. And in some cases, postmenopausal women who've been injected start bleeding again. So it's totally screwing up women's menstrual cycles, but they're finding that women who have not been vaccinated, simply being around those who have been, are coming down with a lot of the same symptoms. Ladies and gentlemen, as I've been suggesting, now look, I've been open-minded to both scenarios that, okay, maybe this was a leaked bioweapon from a lab in Wuhan, or maybe it was strategically released on purpose. I've been open to that possibility, but I've also looked at the other side too, that they wouldn't even have to do that. All they'd have to do is control the narrative, and as you see, people are brainwashed so comprehensively by whatever the TV tells them, you know, they can't think at all. And so you wouldn't even need to release a bioweapon. But what I've been suggesting, whichever scenario is true, maybe a little of both, the real bioweapon is this injection. And now we've got a bunch of doctors, courageous ones, that have come forward, and they're saying the same thing. This is a bioweapon. The vaccine is not a vaccine, but this concoction is a bioweapon. And we've already seen thousands and thousands of deaths across the world and tens of thousands of really nasty adverse reactions. We're talking not just a rash at the injection site. We're talking Guillain-Barré syndrome. We're talking anaphylaxis, all kinds of really, really nasty symptoms. Some people losing their eyesight. Again, the women messing with their menstrual cycles is dangerous. And the information really is there. Although it's getting harder to come by, it still is there. If people have the capacity or desire to find out for their own, they can, but they don't. Rather, they'll trust psychopaths like Gates,
intentionally caused an epidemic,
and give their trust and faith in to these people. You know, how many of these people that just blindly believe what this psycho says know that his organization, Gavi, paralyzed about 400,000 women in India with their tainted polio vaccines? And if you told them, they wouldn't believe you anyway, and you could show them the documented proof and they still wouldn't believe you. This is what we're dealing with. Now, I spoke about the parting of the ways last year, this great divide, this great split that has occurred. And what that is, ladies and gentlemen, is a split between those who have no fucking capacity for free thought or critical thinking whatsoever, and those who have seen through the deception, those who are centered, who know who they are and aren't afraid. Okay? So this is not a message of fear here. Because again, if you're centered, if you're grounded, if you're firm in your being and your knowingness of who you are, there's nothing ever to fear. And I'm going to tell you, the ones who are truly afraid are these psychopathic dark consortium cult members, because they know their time is short. And I think they're really scrambling here. Although I do think that they've amped it up after they ran their test run in 2020, and to gauge just how obedient their little sheeple slaves are, that now their timeline has moved up because they feel they can get away with doing whatever they want. And it's getting ridiculous. Excuse me. So vaccine shedding, could you imagine that? Can you imagine being one of the intelligent and aware ones that don't want this concoction, this poison injected into you, and then you're around someone who has been injected, and suddenly you come down with symptoms? I mean, this is incredible. The elites must have known there'd be a lot of resistance to their poison, especially when an untested so-called vaccine goes to market in 8 months, when it usually takes about 10 to 15 years to develop a vaccine correctly. So they knew there'd be resistance, so they created this technology that can shed, and I saw the information in Pfizer's own documents and also Johns Hopkins' own documents that this technology absolutely exists. They've known about it for a long time, and now they're injecting it into the unsuspecting. This is incredible, incredible. So I have this passage here that I'd like to read. Now, this is from one of the groups I'm involved with on Telegram. And I don't know who wrote it, but I think it's pretty brilliant. Anyone listening, if you know who wrote this and they want credit, I'd love to give them the credit. But I just thought this was too good to not read to my listeners. So if you know who wrote it, or if you're the one who did, please contact me. I will definitely give you credit for this because I think it's pretty good. So here we go. It reads, I've had my vaccine and I feel fine. This is the uneducated and ignorant defense from anyone that has taken the vaccine and uses it as proof that the vaccine works when confronting anyone who questions it. If that's your defense, then you haven't listened to a single word anyone has said, including science itself. It's an mRNA vaccine, innovative medicine, completely untested. Unlike any other vaccine, in fact, it steps out of medicine and firmly into genetics. Let me explain. What is RNA? RNA is ribonucleic acid. And if you actually went to school, you will have heard of DNA. And if you know anything about DNA, it contains the genetic makeup of any organism. Both are very similar, yet have their differences also. But most importantly, let's talk about their functions. DNA replicates and stores genetic information. It is a blueprint for all genetic information contained within an organism. RNA converts the genetic information contained within DNA to a format used to build proteins and then moves it to ribosomal protein factories. The mRNA vaccine is a synthetic messenger RNA strand that converts genetic information within DNA. Now, they've told you that they do this to produce proteins in order to strengthen the immune system to fight the COVID virus, but if you really look at the bigger picture here, it might leave you to quite numb to understand the potential reality of the situation. If you have had the vaccine, rest assured that your DNA is now changing. Do you have any idea of the implications of that? Your genetic makeup is mutating. You are being put under extreme pressure to take a substance that changes your genetic makeup, all because of a virus that has no more than a 0.03% fatality rate. A virus that is parallel with the flu, which has mysteriously vanished since the arrival of COVID. Not to mention that the FDA have not approved this as a legitimate vaccine as yet, but have only approved for emergency use. This means that it's being tested on you. Most, quote, vaccine companies don't even refer to this as a vaccine at all, but as an operating system. I'll assume that Mr. Gates likes to call it this.
Intentionally caused epidemic.
If you are ignorant enough to tell me that I am selfish enough to want my DNA to remain intact at the risk of somebody's life who already has underlying conditions and probably would have died from the flu or any other ailment due to their own failing immune system, then you are completely insane. I see people stating that if it's the only way to get back to normal, then I'm having it. I'm just gobsmacked. These people are more than prepared to risk change of the very fabric of what life is just so they can get their life back. If you think I'm talking shit, then more fool you. Go and have the vaccine. Hopefully, you won't have to regret your decision should the time come. This information is readily available for you to read. If you are ignorant enough to roll up your sleeves with your eyes completely shut, then maybe you have no idea on what the meaning of life actually is, and you're chasing a complete fantasy. You think it's about saving lives? You think it's as clear-cut as life or death? It's not. It's not dying from a vaccine that I'm scared of. It's living with its potential long-term effects. As opposed to the 99.97% survival rate, that will see the back of the effects of COVID in about a week. I'm not a betting man, but those odds look sweet to me. So you took the vaccine and didn't die. Wonderful news. I didn't take the vaccine, and I didn't die either. Let's pick this back up in several years when I'm still human and fuck knows what you are. This is not scaremongering. This is scientific fact. Not even scientists can ultimately know what this is doing. People really need to understand what they are lining themselves up for, or more to the point, understand what they don't know what they're lining themselves up for. Please wake up. Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good, short, and sweet explanation, ladies and gentlemen. And in that piece, the author mentioned that the FDA has not yet approved this quote-unquote vaccine. As a matter of fact, I think it was just yesterday, one of the chief commissioners of the FDA said that, in fact, we will not be approving this vaccine. He and his 17,000-plus employees at the FDA will not be approving this vaccine because they don't want to approve something that they don't feel comfortable giving their own families. So, ladies and gentlemen that have taken this, you have been a test subject. And what worries me, not only the shedding, ladies and gentlemen, when we take into consideration those tests that were done on the ferrets, I'm worried that when the next flu season hits, say around October, when the wintertime rolls around, that you're going to start seeing people dropping like flies that have had certain proteins shut down in their DNA. This is a depopulation agenda, ladies and gentlemen. This is the culling of the human herd. The people behind this are eugenicists. They believe that the world is overpopulated and that they get to choose who lives and who dies. These people are psychopaths. You look up to someone like Gates, you got real problems. My God, could you imagine being around someone who's taking this injection and getting sick? And a report just came out just the other day, Yale University, I believe it was 60 or 65% of people, they say, who've been vaccinated have come down with the COVIDs. Could you imagine that? You go to get an immunization, which is supposed to protect you from a potential virus, and then you come down with the virus. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. And again, this is not scaremongering, because I do still feel that humanity does have a chance if we just come together and unite. That looks a little far off, especially in this country, where we've never been so disunited. But I'm never one to throw in the towel and just give up. Yeah, so, you know, we've got doctors that have come forward and said this too, that this is a bioweapon. And if you look at the reports of, say, the UN's Agenda 2030 plan for sustainable development, which, you know, that's just a euphemism for global technocracy and communism. Sustainable development. Yeah, communism. And you could look at their own documents and they say that the world's overpopulated. You could watch Bill Gates of Hell himself about 10 years ago giving a TED talk saying, if we handle this correctly with vaccines, we could reduce the population by 10 to 15%. Now, the thing with these with these TV heads is that you can show them documents. You could show them Gates of Hell saying this, or a number of other things this guy said publicly, and it still wouldn't sink into their cheese brains because they're in such a level of denial, such a level of non-thinking. You're never, ever going to reach them at this point. Man, this is incredible what's occurring. And it's just getting started. Like I say, they're not going to stop. Since when any government makes a move to remove freedoms from people, do they ever give it back? And I think that's where people make a big mistake too, thinking that their rights come from a government. Are you insane? Your human rights are your God-given inalienable rights, or your natural law, natural born rights, you know, whatever you want to, whatever terminology you feel comfortable with. No government could grant you rights, and they certainly don't have any right to take them away, as they've been doing. But here's the thing. People give up their rights willingly. They're obedient. They believe in the externalization of authority. The only authority these people have is what you give to them. So at the end of the day, it's our own damn fault for allowing this to occur. And now, we've got moronic, brain-dead, idiot parents that are giving their 6-month-old babies and their young children up for these clinical trials. What do you think's going to happen? The hell's wrong with you? You know, it's bad enough when an adult wants to go take part in these clinical trials with untested technology and nanotech pumped into their bodies, and they sacrifice their children on that altar. Unbelievable how programmed people's minds are. So I have this other passage I just recently found from the Bernician, this really smart playwright, I believe from the UK. I've seen some of his articles, really good. And I'll post a link to it, ladies and gentlemen. Anything I'm referencing, I'll always post a link to. There'll be a few videos attached to this episode as well. So, oh, this is great. This sums up the mindset of these eugenicists, the people like the Gateses and the Schwabs and their ilk. This sums it up. The following statements, which were made in 1981 by powerful international banker and unapologetic eugenicist Jacques Attali, are taken from interviews with Michael Solomon. The Faces of the Future, Seeger's edition, which was published in France by Emmy Litch when Attali was a senior advisor to French President Francois Mitterrand. So it's 1981. A banker, surprise, surprise, senior advisor to the French president at the time. And he wrote, "In the future, it will be a question of finding a way to reduce the population. We will start with the old because as soon as it exceeds 60, 65 years, man lives longer than he produces and costs society dearly. Then the weak, and then the useless who do nothing for society because there will be more and more of them, and especially the stupid ones. Euthanasia targeting these groups. Euthanasia will have to be an essential instrument of our future societies in all cases. We cannot, of course, execute people or set up camps. We will get rid of them by making them believe it is for their own good. Too large a population, and for the most part unnecessary, is something economically too expensive. Socially, it is also much better for the human machine to come to an abrupt halt rather than gradually deteriorating. We won't be able to run intelligence tests on millions and millions of people, you can imagine. We will find something, or cause it, a pandemic that targets certain people, a real economic crisis or not, a virus that will affect the old or the fat. It doesn't matter. The weak will succumb to it. The fearful and the stupid will believe it and ask to be treated. We will have taken care to have planned the treatment, a treatment that will be the solution. The selection of idiots will thus be done on its own. They will go to the slaughterhouse on their own." Ladies and gentlemen, this person was telling you. I mean, all along, if you just look at their writings, look at some of the writings of the Rockefellers. Look at some of the writings of these eugenicists. Look at a little bit of history of what the eugenics movement is. And it's unfolding right before us. And they've told us every step of the way. That's the thing. They've told us through motion pictures and Hollywood and TV and all these things. But now we're in the age of unveiling where that curtain is lifted away. And they're telling you straight out, plain, in the open, plain language, and still people don't get it because their minds have been locked down. You know, what we're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, is Stockholm Syndrome on a global scale. Now, the definition of Stockholm Syndrome is psychological response wherein a captive begins to identify closely with his or her captors, as well as with their agenda and demands. Well, we're seeing that on a global scale, and it's massive. And I'm going to post a couple of videos that really exemplify this, one of which is from a young woman, probably 30-something in Tennessee, I believe it was. And this clip was shown on the mainstream media. Now, she had her second COVID jab and became paralyzed from the neck down. And in the clip, she's sitting up in a hospital bed and she's crying, oh, and I never thought I wouldn't be able to walk and I can't get up and go to the bathroom. And then she says she feels that people should still get the vaccine. My God, that is the most blatant example of Stockholm Syndrome I think I've ever seen. So this woman's life is pretty much over because she got this jab. She's laying in a hospital bed, paralyzed from the neck down, can't move, can't walk, can't go to the bathroom, and says, you should still get your vaccine and we need more government funding for it. What? You can't wrap your mind around what could possibly be going on in that person's head. Absolutely nothing. It's like autopilot. It's just complete running on like a software program. That astounded me. And the other video is this kid with his stupid mask on, and he's singing a song in praise to Fauci, saying, give us vaccines, vaccines for everyone. So I'll post those two videos so you could see blatant examples of Stockholm Syndrome. I mean, that's what we've got going on. It's unreal. People will defend the official narrative, having done no research of their own. And now that everything's out in the open, it's amazing. It's like the more things are revealed, the more they go into denial because they're scared. You know, when I came up with a metaphor the other day, I said, as the masks went up, the masks came down. And what I mean by that is as the face diapers were going up, you know, the muzzles to cover the slaved mouths, the masks metaphorically pulled away, meaning that not only has the consortium's dark agenda been revealed, but people, you know, this has revealed how obedient, how cowardice, how thoughtless, how slavish, how ignorant people truly are, how disingenuous they are. I mean, no more hiding behind those fake ego masks because those masks have ripped away. And, you know, I know a few people in my personal life who I'll probably never speak to again. You know these types that, they claim to be so spiritual and enlightened, and of course they have to advertise it on social media. You know, these people that have to get up there on Facebook and let the world know how empathic they are. I'm an empath. Or you get these love and lighters that are like, oh, it's all divine and it's love and light and unconditional love. Right. Where are they now? Cowering in the corner, pissing themselves, pumping propaganda into their living room night and day through the media just like everyone else. Yeah. So spiritual. A truly enlightened person will look at the unpleasant truth in the face. And if they really have balls, they'll speak power to it. Yeah, you ain't enlightened. You're imbalanced. I have no time for that shit anymore in my life, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you, love and light. How delusional. What world do you live in? What little fantasy world do you have built up in that pea brain of yours, I wonder? Unbelievable. Now, we're talking here about eugenics, which in its simple definition is the practice or advocacy of controlled selective breeding of human populations as by sterilization to improve the population's genetic composition. Ladies and gentlemen, in that passage I just read, this is what is going on. The injection is a bioweapon. So all these people that have taken it for selfish reasons, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't get it because they genuinely believed that they might be a carrier and they cared about anybody else. They took it because they didn't want their life disrupted, because they wanted to get back to the bars and the ball games. Well, I think you're going to pay the ultimate price for your selfishness, and it ain't going to be too much longer. And ladies and gentlemen, God knows I hope that doesn't happen, but I'm really expecting it to. Based on my own research over the last year and based on what these numerous thousands and thousands of doctors are saying. It's like a time release almost, if you look at it that way. You know, these injections, what did they shut down in the immune system? It's not a normal vaccine where they inject you with either a live virus or a dead one and your body develops natural antibodies to the injection. This is completely different. This is using nanotechnology to deliver an RNA payload as a backdoor Trojan horse into the cells, shutting down the immune system in effect. Get ready. You know, get ready. A day might come where we're stepping over piles of bodies in the streets. And again, not fear-mongering, this is what these elites are doing and they're telling you about it. Not a fear-monger. Like I said, if you're in your center and you know who you are, you know there's nothing to be afraid of. If you don't know who you are, and you haven't come into self-actualization, and you're still giving your mind away to external authority, you're going to be misled into the slaughter. That's the bottom line. So, you know, Gates is a known eugenicist. His father was a known eugenicist who was buddy-buddy with the Rockefellers. We all know these people are philanthropists, right? They care about you. Unbelievable seeing all this unfold. It really is. Well, so, here in America, I think it seems to me like Americans are the most hoodwinked because Americans have been living in a Pollyanna kind of world, a total world of fiction and fantasy, you know, some kind of Disney reality. So for the 10th month here, we've got burn, loot, murder, and Antifa burning cities to the ground. Now, I really thought they were going to acquit Chauvin to stoke the fires of division further, but they found him guilty on all charges. They got what they wanted as far as the conviction, and they went and burned down a Starbucks anyway. So, you know, once this wheel of rioting is in motion, it ain't going to stop. It's not meant to. So we've got these Marxist terrorist organizations burning down cities all across the country. In many cases getting away with murder. In many cases being let out of prison and jail. Okay? These people have caused $2 billion worth of destruction so far and counting. There's no ending in sight to when these terrorists are going to stop. But yet, we've got the left and the mainstream media demonizing anyone that even identifies as a conservative, whether they have a criminal history or not. If they just call themselves conservative or if they voted for Trump, they are now labeled domestic terrorists. That's right. Not the ones burning down businesses, not the ones murdering, not the ones, you know, killing cops, not the ones disrupting, not letting fire trucks and ambulances get through in their traffic blockades. Oh, no. They're peaceful protesters, we're told. It's just unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, as far as my listeners overseas might not be aware of this, but to my American brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, we are one step away from civil war in this country. History repeats, you know, and there's another problem, ladies and gentlemen, is this massive historical ignorance in people. No, people don't want to be bothered. Read about history, no. You know, they don't want knowledge, they want distraction, they want entertainment, they want mindless pursuits, you know what I mean? But really, when you know about history, you could watch it as it unfolds right before your eyes, and that's what's happening. What is going on in these American cities, such as Seattle, Portland, Minneapolis, or anywhere else these organizations are doing their thing, is a mirror image of what happened in Nazi Germany just as the Third Reich was rising to power, just as Hitler's stormtroopers were becoming very powerful. You had an organization called the Brown Shirts. And let's see, what were they about? Oh, they burned down businesses and they murdered police and they killed people and they did have support from certain factions of the government and the media at the time. Now, once the stormtroopers got powerful and the Third Reich was really gaining a foothold, they killed the Brown Shirts, slaughtered them pretty much down to the last man in a historical event which is known as the Night of the Long Knives, to read about that. And that's, you see, these historically ignorant commies don't understand. And as Yuri Bezmenov, the Soviet defector, has said, I know David and I covered this in a few talks in the past on Marxism, but as this defector said, he said, you know, I'm paraphrasing, said traditionally a communist takeover will operate through the left, which is true historically. But he said what happens is that he called them useful idiots. He said the useful idiots are always the first ones to get lined up against the wall and shot first once their purpose is no longer needed. So that's what these historically ignorant buffoons don't understand, is that they'll be the first ones to go when the time comes. It's unbelievable, you know. And you've got these young, woke-tarded Marxists praising this organization. Well, let me tell you something. They've been destroying black-owned businesses as well. This has nothing to do with rights, right? Like Black Lives Matter. How many businesses have they bailed out? How many businesses have they helped to rebuild, or any of these buildings, businesses that got burned down? About zero. It's not about that. It's about communist takeover of your country. My God, I know my listeners can see this. You know, I know there's a small percentage of people out there that can, but I'm telling you, most Americans, as far as I see, are just blind to it. I know there's a silent, maybe a minority, maybe there's a silent majority, we'll see. I know there's people out there that do see what's going on and they're, you know, they're just quiet. I can understand that. But from what I can see, most people are just oblivious. And it's a shame because the one luxury we don't have any more left of is time. There's no time left. People call me a fearmonger as much as they want. I'm just telling you what's going on as far as, you know, my perception of it, my take on it. So I guess one way, you know, if you're talking to someone, they say a family member or a friend that's concrete minded, you know, that it really their brain's basically on a feedback loop of what they saw on CNN. You might explain it like this. Nick, I heard Harry Vox say this on some video the other day. I thought it was pretty good, though. Good way to, you know, explain this. Think of it as a class war. Okay? It's the ultra-rich billionaire class seizing assets. That's exactly what's happening. We've just witnessed the largest transfer of wealth in history. We've watched these, you know, big box companies, Walmart, Tesco's, Target, Amazon, increase their assets by the hundreds of billions while mom and pop's diner and Jimmy's Bar and Grill fold because they can't cope with these restrictive lockdown mandates. So they go into bankruptcy. The middle class is being destroyed and crushed right before our eyes. But, you know, go on doing what you're told. No, I'm never going to be one to advocate violence. Because I always thought that the solution lied in just peaceful noncompliance. We just stop complying with our own damn enslavement. But unless you have the numbers on your side, good luck with that. The numbers are not on our side, it doesn't seem. You know, it seems like people, the ones that do have their eyes open, they're just kind of sitting back waiting to see what's going to happen. There's no time left to do that, ladies and gentlemen. No time left. So we've got the billionaire class stealing the world's assets. We've got, see all the propaganda coming out of India now. Oh, the third wave. And yeah. How many of the people that they say are dropping dead were vaccinated? You know, not going to get that in the mainstream media. But it's just at this point, all propaganda that's coming out of everywhere, every media outlet. And it's amazing, you know, it's amping up. And the people that have bought it, I think, you know, you've got people that, you know, like I said, getting vaccinated for selfish reasons. I just want my life back. I don't want to be inconvenienced. Well, now, okay, you've got your shot, but you still got to wear your mask. You still got to socially distance. You still got to obey all these edicts and mandates. And they still won't admit that they've been duped. Well, wait a minute. I thought an immunization was to make one immune from whatever it is they're being immunized for, right? Isn't that what an immunization is? So you've got these people that have been duped and they still won't admit it. That is an example of a concrete ego, a hardened ego that will never admit to oneself, holy shit, I was wrong. Ego don't like to do that. And I know some of these people, I see them. And they're arrogant with it. Arrogant with it. And you ask them a simple question. Hey, you've been vaccinated, right? Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Sure have. So you ask them, Why are you still wearing your face mask? And I just get a blank look from these people. Or something like this. Well, they say you still... see that? Obedience. You're just an obedient little slave at that point. So the best thing you could do... Well, not you, but, you know, these people. The best thing they could do is admit to themselves, oh, shit, I was wrong. Now what? But they never will. They never will. They'll go to the slaughterhouse. You know, these will be the types of people that say, yeah, get on the boxcars. They're taking us to Disneyland. Free train ride to Disneyland. Yeah, those are the types of people that would say that. And I've been saying all along here, ladies and gentlemen, we can, you know, expose the Faucis and the Gateses and the Soroses and the Adelsons and all these kind of corporate billionaire cocksucker eugenicists or whatever of the world. But I'm telling you, I think the real enemy are these mindless, obedient slaves that will scream at you to obey. You wear your mask because I have to do it. Or be the ones to snitch on you because you're not following a particular edict from the government. Those people are your real enemy. And you need to be very careful. You need to be very careful when dealing with these people because they're not mentally stable. They don't even think. They don't have a mind of their own. Okay, and of course, because ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing, it's not just about an alleged virus. This is a multi-tiered operation, okay? So they're pulling out all the stops at once. Well, we got this class war and we got this virus. And we got people dropping dead from the injections. Well, we've got the climate hoax coming, you know, the man-made climate hoax coming back to the fore.
How dare you?
And they're really putting this Agenda 2030 plan for sustainable development, global communism, into full swing. In fact, oh man, our fearless commander-in-chief here.
I got hairy legs.
Just recently announced that he thinks Americans should cut their meat consumption down to about 4 pounds a year. 4 pounds a year. That's like maybe a burger a month, if that. You know, this is where this is headed. We've seen it mentioned they're creating this synthetic meat. Probably already in the meat supply. If you look at the World Economic Forum's videos, and in the future you will own nothing and you'll be happy. Schwabi.
Kobe.
You know, this is where we're headed. And like I mentioned, they aren't even trying to hide it anymore. Even though, yes, the media is pushing a narrative, and even though these alternative platforms are being censored, the actual lunatics that are fronting for this cult are not hiding it. They've published reports that are available. They've gone on film saying exactly what they're doing. And they know that the masses, majority of people are not paying attention. So they're just going to keep pushing forward and pushing forward. They're not going to stop. This is not meant to go back to normal. So look, if anyone, and again, I'm not talking to my listeners and readers, anyone you know, anyone out there that still thinks it's going to go back to normal because you've been obedient and followed orders, I got news for you. It's not meant to go back to normal. And where this is headed is, we're in the transhuman phase now. They want to create a post-human kind of dystopian world. I've written and talked about that before. These mRNA vaccines, which utilize nanotechnology to deliver their payload to the cells, how might that nanotech interact with the 5G systems when they go fully online? Well, we don't know. We simply don't know. This is a test. Anyone who's been injected are test subjects in clinical trials. So, I mean, if you know anyone who's a doctor or whoever has said, no, it's safe and effective, it's FDA approved, they're either ignorant or lying. And like I said, the FDA, one of the commissioners, the top guy, just said, I'll post that video for you too, ladies and gentlemen, just said, we will not be approving this. You know? And that might be good news because people see that, well, we'll see. If some people that are on the fence see that, hey, this is the FDA commissioner telling you they ain't approving it, that might, you know, change their mind. But unfortunately, with most people, they don't even think that much. They just believe what they're told from whatever talking head is telling them on the TV, and they obey. Do what they're told. So all these things are happening at once and coming to a head. This is just an incredible time to be alive. And I'm quite certain that many of my listeners have friends and family that may have taken this injection or know someone that's considering it. And I personally know several people who I love and care about very much who have taken it. And, you know, they wouldn't listen before. So there's nothing you can really say now. You know, I'm not going to go to someone who I care about who's been injected and say, oh, you know, your DNA is changing and you'll... why would I do that? That's pointless. But my heart breaks, I'll tell you that. What do you say at that point? And the funny thing to me is this is the bizarre, so bizarre. I've noticed this. Have you seen how... Now, I haven't been on social media in 6 months. I'll never go back to it. But, friends I know have shown me pictures, and I've heard from other people that, first of all, these people need to announce to everyone, I got my vaccine, you know? Like virtue signaling. And let me tell you, all they're doing is showing the world, look, I'm an obedient sheep little slave. That's all you're doing. Big deal. When have you ever heard of this before? You know, you ever be in an elevator with someone, they say, oh, by the way, yesterday I got my shingles shot. No, it doesn't happen, except with this one. It's so fucking bizarre. So you got people, they take a little selfie with their vaccine card and they got to post it to social media. Look at me. I got my vaccine. Yeah. Good for you. But, you know, I joke around about it, ladies and gentlemen, but really my heart breaks, especially when it's someone that you're close with that got sucked into this deception. But, you know, as much as I care, it's their own damn fault for not having the self-respect to lift one fucking finger and get informed. You know, you go and take this shot, it's not informed consent. They're not informing you of anything. They're lying to you, telling you it's safe and effective and FDA approved. It's neither. I wish I had a doctor I'd go to and say, look, don't take it. It's a bioweapon. Vitamin D, you know, hydroxychloroquine. Man, insane world we live in. It's amazing. It's amazing seeing all this, ladies and gentlemen. So we got the man-made climate hoax.
How dare you?
And they're going to pull out all stops with that one, too. They're going to pull out all of the stops. In fact, in the UK, now, David and I did a talk a few months back called Canine Convoted and Camel Toe Harris, something like that, in which I believe it was the UK as well, was saying that, you know, dogs, your pet puppy dog can transmit this alleged virus to you.
COVID.
Well, of course, we had to make fun of that. Well, now, they're saying it about cats, too. So now, you got to be very careful if you have pet kitty cats because they can transfer this COVID-19 as well, they're saying. So you see how fucked up and psychotic these people are, ladies and gentlemen. And they're not people. They're not. They're creatures. Because what makes up a human being, a real human being, these people don't have. They might be in a human shell, but they're psychotic and they're not human in the sense of the term that I'm talking about. So now they want to come after your pets. Yeah. They want to come and take your puppies and your kitty cats. Yeah. This is sinister, sinister shit happening here. And then, of course, we've got the immigration crisis. My goodness, they have opened the floodgates. The floodgates of immigration have been open for a while, but they just keep letting them pour in. Last month alone is about 174,000. Oh, wait a second. Hang on. Now, I thought there was a deadly global pandemic. So what the fuck are they doing just opening the borders, letting droves of people just walk right in because, after all, there's a global pandemic, isn't there? I mean, if that's not enough to get people scratching their heads and saying, wait a minute, why are they opening the borders when there's an alleged pandemic? I don't know what would. Nothing's going to wake these people up. They're done. They're gone. Their brains have turned to mush. You know, again, no capacity for free or critical thought. It's been bred out of them. It's gone. Dead. They're walking dead. Yeah, this is a real problem, too. And so when the floodgates are open like that, all kinds of drug dealers, you know, cartel members can waltz in freely, and also child traffickers. So, you know, this is a real, real problem. And we've got these idiots that have stolen this last election, you know, spouting their rhetoric.
Suck Satan's car.
That's what they can all go do. My goodness. And then, of course, we've got the UFO narrative being pushed. Now, again, I called this back in 2017. I was writing about this because this is when this first happened, when it was actually Christmas Eve. And through the London Guardian and maybe it was New York Times and a couple of other propaganda rags out there, the United States government announced, oh, by the way, yes, we've been debunking this for 70 years, but oh no, by the way, UFOs are real. Only they don't call them UFOs, they call them UAP, unidentified aerial phenomena. That's what they call them. So, okay, suddenly, they're real. And it's advanced technology. We don't know who's piloting these craft, they said. And I said, you watch. Now that they've, you know, gone official with this kind of soft disclosure, they're going to continue trickling it out little by little as the years go by. And that's exactly what's been occurring. And I said, this can go one of two ways. However they're going to present this, you know, they could say, oh, they're here to help. They're our space brothers. They're really worried because of the pandemic and the way we treat each other. And they'll assist us only if we come together under a one world government, which of course we'll be in control of. Or they could take it in the other direction and say, these are malevolent creatures from somewhere and they're going to destroy us. But if we come together under a one world order, we stand a chance to defeat them. So it could go either way. You know, I don't know how they're going to present this. Are they going to pull off a fake alien invasion in the future or a fake alien rescue? I don't know. But it's very interesting that they're trickling out this information slowly but surely. It's pretty interesting. So we have all these things happening at once. And what we're seeing is global gaslighting. Gaslighting, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with that term, gaslighting is basically psychological manipulation to make a person think that they're going insane. Now, this is happening like crazy. And also it's causing confusion. It's causing cognitive dissonance because you'll get these talking heads like Fauci getting up on there and they'll say one thing one day, one the next, flip-flop, flip-flop. The story keeps changing. So this causes confusion. This is gaslighting, but this causes confusion. And this is what it's designed to do. People are suffering with cognitive dissonance and what Orwell termed doublethink, meaning, you know, you're holding two contradictory points of view at the same time and believing them both to be true. This is what we've got here. So you've got people that take this jab that are paralyzed telling you you should get yours. Or you've got people that, oh, yeah, I know that there's been, you know, whatever, 150,000 adverse events and 10,000 deaths, whatever the number is. Saying, but I still believe it's safe and effective. Man, the absolute mind fuck that has been done to the human race is just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You know, I have a feeling that probably this consortium will kind of maybe relax a little bit as the warmer weather comes in. Hey, we'll give them, we'll throw them a bone. We'll throw them a bone, ease restrictions a little bit, and then come the late autumn, early winter, when flu season kicks in again and these people start dropping like flies, they'll say, oh, we told you so. Now here's the next wave, or they'll call it something else. It's a new strain. Let's call it COVID-20, or let's call it SPARS. You watch. That's what they're going to do. Once people start dropping dead from their friggin' toxic poisons, they'll declare it another wave, And then they'll amp this up even further with further restrictions, further lockdowns, further removal of your freedom. All right? And I know people out there that are good people that they just want to get on with their lives. And I understand that. Believe me, that's not what we all want. We want to live our lives in peace, be left the fuck alone and watch our kids grow up, right? I think we pretty much all want the same things when it comes to that. But I know a few people out there, and so they're just moving on with their lives, and I get it, but they're shutting their eyes to this, okay? Now, I get that, and ladies and gentlemen, I've been saying all along, don't let this shit take the joy from your heart and live your lives, and don't let this take your joy. Get out in nature, ride your bike, paint a picture, you know, whatever you're into doing, anything creative especially, do that. But I know a few of these people that their strategy is just to completely turn a blind eye to it. Pretend it doesn't exist. But that's not good. That's not healthy. It's good to, again, walk in two worlds, to know as broadly as you can, have an understanding of what's occurring, but not to dwell on it, but to also balance that out with continuing to live your life as you choose in the midst of this, kind of like navigating through the tides of this insane shit that we're living in. You know, it's a balance point. So, you know, you got those love and lighters, like I mentioned earlier. Ooh, it's all puppies and rainbows and unicorns. That's complete imbalance. Then you've got the others that are like, oh my God, gloom and doom, we're all going to die. There's no hope. That's imbalance in the other direction. And either way, it's imbalance. And I think people need to find that center point. They need to find that balance in order to be able to do this. But shutting a blind eye to this, and this is a serious situation, just turning it off and closing a willfully ignorant blind eye to it is not the answer either. We need to know. And we need to have, again, as broad as an understanding as we are able to be able to cope with this shit and what's coming, what will soon be unfolding. Now, I've been saying all along the damn vaccine's a bioweapon, and now we've got all kinds of professionals, microbiologists, doctors, epidemiologists, nurses, etc., that are coming forward saying, this is going to kill people. It already is. It's already killing people. But I feel that the ones that actually survive this shit in the first or second round, what's going to happen when they catch a cold or the flu when winter comes? I guess that remains to be seen. And I certainly don't want to see that happen to people so I could be like, oh, I told you so. I think this is fucking psychotic what's going on. I hope I'm wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, all this time, all these years I've been doing this, I've been praying to God that I've been wrong about everything. Now, I wasn't right about everything, but I'd say a good 90%. Because when you know the agenda, you could clearly see it unfolding. When you take the time to look at these psychos' very own documents, they tell you. They've told us all along exactly what they were going to do. Only now, it's not so hidden anymore. You don't even, again, even with the censorship, you don't even have to dig too deep to find it. They're telling you right out in the open. I would suggest to people, you know, if you have any spiritual leanings, whatever they may be, to really align your perceptions with them. Get right with God, if you like that terminology. And I don't care what religion anyone is, but if you have any spiritual leanings, I would say definitely get in alignment with them. And to people that don't, like, say, materialist or atheist, that's okay. What I would suggest to you is prepare yourself psychologically and emotionally as best you can for what is coming. Because if you don't now, you're going to be in shock, utterly shocked to the point which it could stifle you into inaction if you don't prepare. And again, I totally recommend having some camping supplies, some canned goods, some water filtration and purification stuff on hand, medicines, you know, not from a panic mode, but from a practical mode. It's always a good idea to have extra stuff on hand. And with this shit coming down the pike, ladies and gentlemen, it's a real good idea. Ammo, if you can find it. Man, ammo's getting harder and harder to come by, let me tell you. Maybe some fishing supplies. I mean, whatever you think in your situation is going to help you in a practical way. Now's the time. Don't blow it off. There's no more time left. These psychos are telling you what they're going to do. You know, when you see gates of hell...
intentionally caused epidemic.
Get up before the cameras and say, oh, the second wave will really get their attention, and then laughing like a psychopath. I mean, he's not joking. When you see gates of hell on camera saying, showing you, oh, you know, this is a gene-modifying vaccine, he's telling you, but yet, and then the media turns around and tells you, no, our fact-checkers say that's incorrect. See the gaslighting? Of course it's gene-modifying. Even the companies that make these injections tell you right on their own websites. But they know that most people are not going to take one damn second to do their own research because they don't have the fucking self-respect. They'll just believe whatever comes out of the TV in any given moment. And they have the attention span of a retarded goldfish, so they won't remember the bullshit they heard yesterday compared to the bullshit they're hearing today. They know that. They've got people's minds on lock. You know, this is psychological warfare. And these people, these forces that operate behind their front men like Schwab and Gates are they're absolute experts in the manipulation of psychology. Expert at it. And if you doubt that, just look at the average golem that's running around with like zero thought at all in there. No original thought in their head. I mean, my God, they've been successful. These people, they're ruthless. Ruthless psychopaths. And that's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think that people who are basically kind, decent, and good can really wrap their minds around the level of psychopathy and evil that we're dealing with here. They can't wrap their minds around it because it doesn't compute. They can't understand how a person can function that way because they're not like that. And I understand that. But, people might want to start wrapping their minds around what we're dealing with. I know it's a bitter pill to swallow, but my God, what these people have planned is just unbelievable. They want to cull the human herd. In fact, they are doing it. This is not something, some conspiracy that lies in the distant future. It's occurring right now. They're telling you, they've told you, the warnings were there for people with open eyes to see. Most chose instead to ignore it, to go into some kind of reality bubble, and to remain in willful ignorance. They think that ignorance is bliss. Nope. Ignorance, that attitude of blissful ignorance is going to come around and bite them in the ass, and it won't be much longer. It won't be much longer. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave it there for today. Just a short one, and I, of course, thank you all for taking your time to listen with an open mind. Again, I know at this point I'm just preaching to the choir. I do appreciate you taking the time to listen. Share this one with anyone who you think might be open-minded enough to consider it. Or don't, really. You know, it's up to you. But I do appreciate your time. I do appreciate your attention. And I thank you, you know, for the support over these years. It's greatly appreciated. So I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, probably within the next couple days, I'll be doing a talk with David and Lenny, hopefully both. And I'm going to keep putting out the short diatribes because it's cathartic for me. I'll keep doing these talks for as long as I can. I'm expecting to see sections of the internet shut down, you know, as per Cyber Polygon, where Schwabi
COVID
said, what could be coming is he called it a digital pandemic. So if they pull that shit, when they turn it back online, I don't expect websites like mine will survive or any alternative stuff that's daring to challenge the official narrative. So I'll keep doing this in the meantime, maybe not as much as I was. To me, at this point, it seems almost futile trying to wake up a willfully ignorant sleeper. They want their sleep. They want their blissful illusion that everything's great. You know, And these will be the types that'll take their kids to take part in these clinical trials. It's all so sad and disturbing to me, but what could you do, you know? I'm going to enjoy getting out in nature as much as I can before this next phase in their agenda comes into full swing. And I don't think it's going to be much longer. Like I say, maybe they'll, you know, relax the restrictions a little bit. I tell you, we'll let them go to the beach, let them have their fun, and then pull the rug out again. That's what they love to do, you know. Three steps forward, one step back, you know. And I would just get ready. Again, prepare your mind, prepare your emotions, prepare your closets with canned goods and water, and do it from a practical approach, not a paranoid one. Remember, if you're crippled by fear, you will not think clearly, you will not make rational decisions. You know, you'll basically be fucked. So, I know, if the panic is getting to you, shut the TV off, you know, take a step back, meditate, whatever it is that you do to help you find your center, I would recommend doing that. For me, it's playing the guitar, it always was. Or getting out on the bicycle, just getting the hell out into nature, whatever it is for you that can help you find your center, I would suggest you do a little more of that now while we still can. And I would say, if you have a circle of friends that are on the same page, definitely start talking to them. Start making plans to where you can meet together to discuss what to do if the shit hits the fan, to express ideas, to, I don't know, to come together, if you will. And of course, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you all the best. I really do. I hope that you're all well and staying strong through these very, very trying times. I really do. So thank you, you know, for listening, for joining me. I'll keep putting out talks. I'll keep doing this for as long as I'm able. And I really, again, I really do appreciate you taking your time to listen with an open mind. Thank you. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Doug Michael. Until next time, I wish you all well. And I will end with the usual trigger board fanfare, which I hope you enjoy. I'll tell you, I certainly enjoy doing it. I sit here trying not to laugh in the microphone every time I do it. But again, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Take good care. And until next time, walk in peace.
COVID.
Intentionally caused epidemic.
COVID.
You want these fucking droplets?
Suck Satan's car.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
Suck Satan's car.
Ayatollah!
How dare you?
How dare
Let
you?
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I got hairy legs.
Suck Satan's car.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
Suck Satan's car.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
Sick higher.
Television is a goddamn amusement park.
I am in a world of shit.
Every vote is counted.
Suck Satan's car.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I got hairy legs.
Suck Satan's car.
Suck Satan's car.
COVID.
Intentionally caused epidemic.
You want these fucking droplets?